The main feature of the party is that Doug Ford, for whatever political reason, opened up a huge back door for a very few minority number of teachers, looking at the education part, in that most teachers are great. Most people are doing a great job. And I, when my kids went to school, you know, I supported the teachers and I helped them do yearbooks and things like that. The unfortunate part is that the agenda in education is started by politicians, not educators, and driven from the top down. Okay, so Doug Ford, for whatever political reason, opened up a huge back door for some teachers to take advantage of, where they can take an ideology, whether they're from the rainbow community or, you know, any other issue, they can now work that into their classroom. And as long as they don't test on it, it's not officially part of the curriculum, therefore is okay, and it doesn't violate any rules. The problem is, when you have a teacher who's radicalized in whatever direction politically, what's happened to my kid, the librarian took money out of her own pocket and bought books that would not be agreeable to the majority of the parents of the kids in school. She did it in private, she did it in secret, and she put those books of her ideology in the classroom and read them to the kids. Now, the problem is that on topics that people have strong opinions on, this is something that should be discussed and put out in the open. You know, if you think this way or that way, let's talk about it. But she didn't do that. Instead, she put in these books, and my kid noticed it, even in grade 3, signed up the book and said, "Dad, look, there's a bad book in the library." And that's how I found out about it. Our party platform is to give parents and kids back their rights so that teachers don't have this really wide back door, so they can bring any ideology, religious, or however they feel about gender confusion or any of those topics, and just put it into the kid's head. That's violating the kid's rights and the parents' rights. And a lot of parents really don't want their kids to hear that stuff because that's a family issue. The parents will deal with it in their way. And even across Canada the past summer, you saw a lot of the Muslim and Christian people come together and say, this is not right. You can't just sneak stuff in the back door and indoctrinate our children on these issues that really have nothing to do with education. You're there to teach 3 hours, not push gender confusion or even peer-reviewed blockers on little kids who don't really care either way. So we're here to return that issue to the political spectrum and have Doug Ford pressured into closing that back door and bringing everything out in the open where it can be discussed.